Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
What's going on, you walking slot machines? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. Bad Pop showed up. Wait, what? Oh, you're mad because they called you a slot machine? Come on, gentlemen, you know it's true. She does a little of this and a little of that. Before you know it, you're shooting more than just quarters. But that's neither here or there. In actuality, it's a little here, down here, and maybe some on the bullseye in the back. You know what I'm talking about. I cannot go into great detail about that because I'll get my pay spanked by Susan.
Whatever you do, don't touch it.
When I was young, Susie Q was quite tasty, but I preferred Little Debbie because, you know, she's cheap. Screen 5. You want to see something really cheap? Pour yourself a menagerie and get a load of this article.
What are beta males and why are women choosing them now?
What cracks me up about this article is I can't tell who they want to actually brainwash. Are they trying to brainwash the beta males and make them think that women want them now? Or is this some kind of 3D chess move from the effinists, if you know what I mean? It wouldn't be the first time, and we made a whole video about it. How effinists try to thin their herd by, you know, not thinning it. When 100% of the women want 20% of the men, well, you're going to have to fight dirty because that is some steep competition. But what do you say we drink some booze and start this wretched article?
Yeah.
Anyone who watches this show, you know the deal. And if you don't, I'm going to lay it out for you. Women, they love to talk. And please, let them. Because the longer they talk, the higher the likelihood they're going to narc on themselves.
You've heard of alpha males, but are you familiar with betas? They're the ones who don't break your heart and that you can actually settle down with.
Emphasis. See what I did there? On settle.
There's a reason that more and more women are trading in the bad boys of their past for these gentlemen. Let us share some of those reasons with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? I couldn't hear you over your triple-digit body count. She left an important part out here. She meant to say bad boys of her past, present, and future. You ever hear of the alpha widow? Well, there you go. We see this all the time with betas, you know, writing a check against a single mother because, you know, she's different and she loves me. She said she's tired of the games and she wants to settle down with a nice guy. What are you, an idiot? Yes.
I got a little dick. It's pathetic.
These ladies are actually rolling out the rooster resume right in front of you, and you're such a simstitute you don't even read it.
Beta versus alpha. Forget about men who spend their every waking minute at the gym only for their arms to look like clouds while their legs look like sticks.
What you're talking about here, I call the Ornpay workout regimen. You build up the upper body, and you leave the legs alone. And you want to know why? Because the skinnier your two legs are, the bigger the third leg looks. I'm amazed that these dudes don't topple over when they're walking down. Oh, that's right, they have a tripod.
Instead, beta males have a more holistic approach toward life and are careful in how they carry themselves. Instead of impulsively texting you for a one-night stand, they plan dates.
Let's tell the rest of the story. What do you say, ladies? This dude pulls out all the stops. Good steakhouse, shows up with flowers, has the card, even will talk to your family and your mother. He's $200 in the hole before he even shows up and has to drop another $250 just to pay for dinner. And he was nice enough to buy Happy Meals for all of your bastard children. Ooh, that's just dirty. But after the date, she gives him a peck on the cheek and leaves. Because after all, it's 7:30 and it's so late. It was an early dinner, but now it's 4 o'clock. She pulls out her Rolodex on her smartphone and starts planning her real date for the night. She got the foodie call, and now she wants the booty call. Yes, women do this. They do it all the time, and they even admit it and brag about it. But we're not allowed to call out this behavior because, you know, men do that all the time.
You think I'm that stupid?
A dude that gets fed is going to take you to bed, and I kind of speak about it from experience. And if you play your cards right, after the dude is fed, he will take you to bed, and then maybe you'll get wed. And then you have an exclusive contract to annoy that motherfucker until he's dead, Screen 5.
Tinder might have brought on a hookup culture, but already since then, even dating apps have started to be used for more serious relationships.
And how long do those relationships last? I'm just asking for a friend here. And to be fair...
To be fair...
You want to know what brought on hookup culture? Effinism. Space Ghost is on. Nowhere in all of human history have they had the opportunity and variety that they get in the Western world. Once women get married, they have all the power in the relationship. The average woman in the dating market has absolute power. And you know what they say about that, right? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. But don't you dare ask for them to take any responsibility, because obviously it's all men's fault, right?
Bad boys don't work for women anymore, and women are looking for men who can actually be emotionally available and respect them.
So they can cheat on them. Oh, those women. The reason the ladies want the bad boys is because they don't work for them. These guys, they don't freely give away their attention. And because of that, it is worth something to the women that chase them. Beta males, they give away their attention like free samples at Costco or BJ's, you take your pick. You might try the free sample, but how often do you actually buy that product? Be honest, almost never.
There's still some stigma.
Oh no, they just brought out the stigma word. What exactly am I going to facepalm today?
Unfortunately, when some people hear the word beta, they sometimes think it means weakness.
Oh, I don't know. Could it be that that's exactly what it means?
Beta, noun, the second letter of the Greek alphabet. Adjective, being the second-ranked individual of one's sex, used of social animals. 2, being in the second position relative to a designated carbon atom in an organic molecule at which an atom or a group may be substituted.
As a beta male, you are a clump of carbon atoms and you are easily replaced.
My old roommate was the definition of toxic masculinity. He told his parents the other night that all other guys who go to the gym are betas, while he is a biological alpha, and then proceeded to make fun of out-of-shape people at the gym, says Billy Ocean Eyes on Reddit.
Now, you know what they say. A woman wrote it, and it's on Reddit, so it has to be true, right? Are there such things as biological alphas? Well, yes, there are, but they're very rare. You could be born with all of the alpha traits known to man. But if you're a fat slob, it's absolutely useless. Gee, I don't know of any part of a species that squanders its biological advantages. You know, they focus on their career, and then all of a sudden they decide they want to settle down. But they're 45 years old.
Well, that was mean.
They're not selfish in bed.
I know why this is. Let's just see what she has to say.
A beta male's sole intention in bed isn't to show off or to be selfish. Instead, he is careful and wants to make sure that you are comfortable and happy. He doesn't try to get you drunk to take you home. Instead, he actually asks what is okay and what you would rather do.
Wow, that's the definition of creepy seduction if ever I heard it. If your idea of foreplay is a long talk and then a signed contract of consent, you might be living in current year.
No! Oh.
It makes it impossible for that thing women like. Oh yeah, being spontaneous. You want to know why these dudes are not selfish in bed? It's easy! Kind of like you, Screen 5. Ha ha! Because he knows the woman he's betting has way more options than he ever will. He better show up for an Oscar performance, because if he doesn't, it's going to bomb at the box office and he'll never get to play again. So he's just like, alright, I'm in the warm-up pen. Let's get this going. Anytime, just call me on the phone. All right. Oh, here we go. All right. Yeah, let's do this. Seriously, who are you trying to brainwash with this drivel? Because it's not working.
They're in tune with their emotions.
Oh, here we go. Me, me. Wah.
Alpha males have emotions, but they think they need to shove them down in order to be manly.
If you honestly think women like it when men cry, you haven't been paying attention. Anyone out there been dumped after they cried or showed weakness? That's what I thought. There's a lot of you guys. Women, and especially effinists, detest male tears. And they have done nothing but prove that over and over again while claiming they want the opposite. And women are like, oh my God, why are the men not willing to come out and play anymore? Newsflash, it's you. You're fucking the whole thing up. You threw a flying crossbody cock block against all the women out there starting in 1978. So can you actually blame us for taking a page from Al Bundy? Don't try to understand women. Women understand other women, and they hate each other.
Beta males acknowledge that feelings are normal and even human. They are willing to work on themselves and try their best to communicate and be upfront.
All men should be working on themselves all the time and be able to look you in the eye and tell you exactly what they want and what they mean. And women placing value on being upfront? Ha ha ha! Oh God, come on now. Women, well, they'll communicate like crazy, but they almost never tell you what they really mean. I guess that's why they need a man around. Oh, I went there.
No, he's not wrong.
They don't feel threatened.
Story time. How many dudes out there have had their ladies write a check with their mouth and then they wanted you to fucking cash it?
Gary, are you gonna let him talk to me like that?
This happens all the time. Tell me your stories in the comments. So what happens if the lady picks a fight with a huge alpha dude and then wants her beta boyfriend to defend her honor? You still thinking he wouldn't be threatened? That's what I thought.
While social media often pushes us to rely on external validation to feed our egos, beta males find security within themselves.
There are two halves to this sentence, and both of them are complete lies. Because when you say us, you're really talking about women. Men don't go to social media to feed their egos. How many men out there have a successful OnlyFans? That's right. Nope. No one? Shocker. And beta males find security from within? Come on now. If they truly had security within, they wouldn't be talking to you. These dudes live their life in a permanent state of being threatened, which is why they overcompensate with a bazooka in the bedroom. No matter how good this dude performs, he knows in the back of his mind, when that alpha comes back into the picture, he's gone.
Don't think beta men are boring. They may be introverts, but they're interesting to the core. And once they dabble in a conversation, they're quite confident in how they carry it forward.
So they show up knowing to allow you to talk. Got it. That's really all this is, gentlemen. Go ahead and try it sometime. You show up on a date. All you gotta do is keep her talking and ask a question once in a while. And occasionally, you nod along, and you say, really? That sucks. Sooner or later, she's going to go, you are such a good listener. You know what comes next? All vowel opera hour. Winning. And it's not because you're a great listener or you're good at conversations. The truth is simply this. It's your turn. Enjoy it and move along. You know, 7 to 10 minutes of fun and 3.5 milliliters dripping down the bum. Winning. This is 100% pig talk, dudes. And you ladies who watch the show, you know you like it. Just admit it.
They're your knight in shining armor.
Here we go.
Beta males have a protective instinct, and they genuinely want to look out for your best interests. They're not necessarily comfortable with being in the spotlight, but they won't shy away from it if it means protecting you in the process.
This is not a beta male thing. It is a male thing. We were designed to protect and work to death, and occasionally we might insert some seed. That's about it. We are simple creatures. Stop putting your complicated thinking meat into our brains. We are not you. But with that being said, any man worth his salt has already turned his armor into a space heater, and he is not doing that shit ever again. And you want to know why? Basic thing here. Most women in the Western world are not worthy of that treatment. I'm sorry to say this, ladies, but you 100% did this to yourselves. You overturn the apple cart of the universe thinking you are the prize.
Well, I believe personally, if a man is trying to get to know you, he has to wow you at first. Like, you want to win the prize. I'm the prize.
I wish I could feel sorry for saying this, but you're not. Wah. You have treated your most precious asset like toilet paper. It soaks up crap and bodily fluids, and then you flush it and forget it.
Damn it. He's right. Well said.
Men, they need women for sex. Women need men to fucking survive. The same women who say they don't need a man, they certainly don't need a man to protect them, but when shit goes down, they're the first ones to call 911. Isn't that right, Karen? You don't need a man as long as you have all of the inventions that a man created to make your life easier. And that was all paid for with the nagging tax. You all know it's true, and no amount of wah-wah crybaby treatment is going to change it.
They're interested in more than themselves.
You're right. These men cannot be selfish because women, they hate competition, Screen 5.
Alpha males put so much of their lives into seeking validation from others, so they try to be charismatic or good-looking.
Woo, baby, your head is a movie theater because you are an expert at psychological projection. Alpha males don't need to go look for validation. Get the hell out of here. Alpha males are like women. They just show up and have it all showered upon them.
The beta male is instead complimented for his charm, good looks, and charisma. A beta male spends his life establishing a foundation of interesting hobbies and creative activities.
If a beta male has confidence, charm, and good looks, guess what? He's not a beta male. If this is actually true, they're not a beta. They're a sigma. And at that point, they don't give a flying fuck what you think about them.
They appreciate the little things.
What? Warts? Herpes? Pustules? Space ghost.
Beta males are emotionally in tune enough to recognize when you've gone out of your way to do something nice for them. This means that your relationship dynamics tend to be equal, and they tend to give as much as they take.
What you're talking about here is so simple. It's just being a good person. Which obviously you're not, because you're still single.
Ouch.
You want to know which sex doesn't appreciate shit? Hold up a door for a woman and see if you get a thank you.
Commitment doesn't make them run.
Because as betas, they put all their value in the love of a woman. And that is basically giving one person all of the power to fucking destroy you.
If we had to vote on the number one issue we have with men, it's their inability to commit to a relationship.
And before you turn 30, you didn't care! Ooh, I just went there. Because virtually all women in their 20s are free-range fornicators. They want to sow their oats. They want to live it up YOLO. They don't want to settle down with all that attention being poured upon them. And now that they've been balled out, walled out, and stalled out, it's suddenly time to seek commitment. So here we have the same starting point right here, right? This is the trajectory of a dude in his life. Nice, steady climb. Until he gets to where he wants to be, right? Ladies, when they turn 18, their value goes way up. And it goes all the way up to about 25-ish, 30. And then once they get about 35, that's it. All right, now see what's going on here. They're going down, and they merge with a dude right here who is still on an upward climb, and they're on their way down at like 40. This guy is not going to take this. He's not going to settle for this old, hagged out, walled out person. All right? He's going to move on. He's going to do great things. And once he gets here, he could go back to the beginning and get one of these ladies right here, 18 to 25, all day long. Let's be honest here. A dude on his way up is not going to write a check against a woman on her way down.
With a beta male, you have no reason to worry about them texting their ex or leaving you for another woman.
Nope, you just use that as an excuse to cheat on the good guy with the bad boy.
They'll always be honest about where they stand and open to the idea of finding a partner to share their life with.
And why? Because I've been waiting patiently, and now I get the chance to break me off a piece, winning. No. I don't care how good the plate looks. It's still weak old leftovers, and if you eat that, you're getting an ass worm. No, that's not a decadent cream sauce. And let's get the fuck out of here. These dudes go down on these ladies thinking they're going to give them quality mouth music. What they don't know is this simple fact. They're putting their mouth on 1,000 fucking cocks. Gay. And you could do that 5,000 times and you still would not be as gay as Paul Pelosi, Screen 5.
They actively try to respect women.
Before or after they actually earn it? Just asking for a friend. The author of this article is creating a mystical utopia to explain why she's not happy.
There's been a movement lately where men have been trying to understand women's experiences more in order to respect them more and give them a better life experience. Beta males pay attention to these movements and usually always give priority to respect.
Oh, so this explains why these male effinists wind up in jail for apparay. Giving respect to people who haven't earned it, that's a good way to become a human doormat. And if you give credence to imaginary oppression, you're just an idiot. But if they don't, they're cheap, huh? Kind of like you.
Beta males are more often homebodies than big partiers. You never have to worry that they're still holding on to their frat boy ways.
You know you're describing most men over the age of 25, right? After a few years on the bar scene, we realize it's pointless, a huge waste of resources, and a huge waste of our time. Once again, the author of this article is proving the fact she has no fucking concept of human nature.
They make for great Netflix buddies, and they might even let you get away with a rom-com here and there.
Netflix? Does that mean we get to chill, or is it Hulu and Do You?
They make great fathers.
To kids that are not there, Screen 5.
That is so mean.
Beta males make for great models as husbands and fathers. They want their kids to learn how to respect women and break barriers of toxic masculinity. If they lead by example, their kids will grow up to be just as confident and respectful as they are.
So they're going to raise a bunch of cuck mangina bitch brains. Got it. Winning. No. A whole generation of simpstitutes who are raised by the check writers, you know, the fathers that weren't in the picture. All of these women out there bitching up a storm about toxic masculinity. And they don't even have a clue where it comes from. It doesn't come from men. It is developed from the lack of men in these young men's lives. Fatherless homes are ruled by emotional thinking. We need logic and critical thinking to balance it all out. Because if you don't, you will enter adulthood with a huge handicap. This is why 85% of the people chilling in prison did not have a father at home. Toxic masculinity is not the problem, ladies. It's the lack of masculinity.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
He doesn't try to control you.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a good one. Continue.
Beta males actually factor in your opinion. They let you make your needs heard.
You want to know why most men don't factor in your opinion? Because they've all asked you where you want to eat. So, where do you want to eat?
Oh, I don't know. You just pick anything. I'm down for it.
All right, let's go to the Corral, Golden Corral.
No, I don't want to go there.
Oh, all right. How about some pizza?
No, we had that last week.
All right. Could you just fucking stop it and make a goddamn decision because I'm goddamn sick of it? Unfuck yourself! Nobody has a stronger opinion than a woman who goes, I don't care, you can pick. You better have ESP or it's going to be a fight! Now, all the dudes out there laughing and spitting out your beer, you're doing that because you know it's true. And I want to hear your story, dudes. In fact, we might even do a whole live stream on it. Comments below.
In fact, sometimes you might have to pressure them into telling you what they want, too, because they're consistently prioritizing your wants over theirs.
That is basic male programming there, and I am going to change that because it's leading us nowhere good. In fact, as a society and culture, we're pretty much fucked and we're burning in. And why? Women with too much power and men not willing to exercise their own. And when they do, it's blame and shame and call them everything in the book, to include an istophobe igot. You see why we have to tackle this, dudes, even though it's just a pile of steaming horseshit? Because we are balls deep in a culture war. And if you want to win that war and score, you better be able to determine what's being used as propaganda on the other side. With that being said, to be fair... I still don't know who the audience is for this piece of shit article. Who do you think this was written for? Beta males or lonely women or perhaps both? The only thing that really makes sense here is this entire article is nothing but a huge thirst trap. They want to lure in all of those unsuspecting wallets and they don't really care that they're attached to beta males. Because at the end of the day, effinism has been about two things. the transfer of wealth and power from men to women, and the transfer of accountability and responsibility to men. And once you understand that, you pretty much have the dating market of today pegged. And that explains why so few are playing the game and even fewer are getting married. Here's a real-world example. About 10 years ago, I did a speed dating event that was advertised in the paper, and it took place in downtown Royal Oak, Michigan. I show up. There's 200, maybe 300 women there. You know how many men showed up? 21. It was literally 15 to 1. Wow! But let's take a look at what's happening today. Speed dating mixers, you might as well dumpster dive at Arby's, Screen 5. And don't you dare get that cheese on you, because that shit's nasty. It's a bunch of roast beef and used up meat curtains that have been discarded because it didn't taste good. Or it got contaminated by somebody else's ranch dressing. Oh, Space Ghost. But with that being said, I think I've covered everything completely. I'm done with you. F off, drink a beer. I knew this guy in the range battalion named Boggs.
Yeah.
And he was just the lamest, goofiest motherfucker. But that dude pulled in some serious ass.
Yeah.
He wound up being the judge at a blowjob contest.
That's fucking hilarious. I didn't think those were actually real.
No. And like all the dudes in the room are like, have the stopwatch. And they're like, all right, begin.
Yep.
And they time it. All right, 5 minutes. All right, on a 1 to 10. He's like, that's about an 8. She's like, 8.
Meh.
They get all upset. Like, I'm sorry. There's no tonsils. You know, granted, I didn't feel any teeth, but, you know, it is what it is.